Hare Krishna. I'm greeting you from another world. Yes, being in Vrindavan is really another dimension. It's, I would say, the ultimate reality. And the spiritual reality is that everything centers around Krishna. The material illusion is that everything centers around me, my life, my thoughts, etc. Coming to Vrindavan brings one at once in contact with this spiritual reality. It seems the atmosphere is surcharged with all the prayers, all the austerities which have been done by various people, all the temple services, the bells which ring from morning till evening with offerings of delicious things for Krishna's pleasure. The people greet each other here with Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Sri Krishna, Giriraj Ki Jai, etc., referring to this ultimate reality. To exit an illusory atmosphere and enter into a spiritual atmosphere, it always leaves deep, deep impressions on the soul. Now, with all of this, I might have discouraged you. You might have thought, well, I'm not in Vrindavan. What is he talking about? There is good news. Just as Krishna is known as the benefactor of his devotees, 1 month out of the year, the month of Kartik, is similarly the benefactor of all those who observe a few simple rules and guidances during this month. I guess by now most of my listeners have done their schedules, the plans, what they want to offer in the month of Kartik. If you have not yet done so, please read the little tune-in article in which are in front of this, which are prefacing this, the Kartik, the month of special blessings. And whatever it is that you do during this month of Kartik, worshipping Krishna, it's very important that you connect yourself. Let this not be an automatic observance. In India, when things don't work with manpower during the Artik ceremonies, they have Artik machines. It's a little funny looking machines with hammers and gongs, and they go boom, 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 boom. It's a machine which does this. I don't think this pleases Krishna as much as when living persons connect themselves in a spirit of devotion when they do their spiritual practices. It may be better than nothing, but it is certainly not what we aspire for on the path of bhakti yoga. We don't want to be robots or machines, by no means. We want to do something with an inner connection. Offer your lamp with a feeling of devotion. Read the sacred scriptures with attention and stop afterwards and reflect on what you have read. Anything which you do, imbue it or pervade it with your own consciousness. And in this way, everything becomes alive, and this month will be the most alive and life-giving month for you out of all the other 12 months. I wish you all the best. And I myself, just being at the beginning of the month of Kartik, I am really anticipating whatever blessings will come my way. And I wish that you all will be also supremely blessed.